Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week, following on from Easter, I want to reflect a bit more on the centrality of the cross. And today we think about how Jesus' death leads to our healing. Let's read from Isaiah 53:3-6. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised and was held in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, had gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Today's lesson: Jesus' death on the cross was him taking the punishment for our sin, and by his wounds we are healed. Some 700 years before that first Easter, Isaiah prophesied about the suffering of Jesus who took on the punishment for our sins. It can be difficult to understand why Jesus had to die such a brutal death on the cross. However, Isaiah 53:3-6 reminds us that he was despised, rejected, stricken by God. He took on our iniquities and sins, bearing the punishment that we deserved. Through his wounds, we are healed. In this text, we are taught about the substitutionary nature of Jesus' death. Tim Keller writes about how Jesus bore the penalty for our sin. We read in The Reason for God, "The essence of sin is we human beings substituting ourselves for God, while the essence of salvation is God substituting himself for us. We put ourselves where only God deserves to be. God puts himself where only we deserve to be." To understand that first Good Friday, we must look beyond the physical pain and suffering of the cross and see the spiritual significance of Christ's death. The crucifixion was not just a random act of violence, but a deliberate and purposeful sacrifice that was necessary for our salvation. On the cross, we hear Jesus cry out using the words of Psalm 22. In Matthew 27:46, Jesus cried out about 3 p.m. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus was forsaken by his Father, not in the sense that he was no longer loved, but he came under the judicial wrath of God as he took on our sin. All of the sin of all the Christians in history were laid on him and judged as his upon the cross. In Jesus' substitutionary death, we are reminded of the incredible love and grace of God. Despite our sin and rebellion, he chose to send his Son to die in our place, offering us forgiveness and redemption. So in response, Jesus' death on the cross was him taking the punishment for our sin, and by his wounds we are healed. Let us take time to reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus and the depth of his love for us and the depth of the Father's love for us as he judged his Son in our place. His wounds are our hope of healing. The healing of our broken relationship with God is the main idea that Isaiah is pointing to. Yes, we can pray for healing, and it is by the sacrifice of Christ that this is made possible. However, today we focus on the healing of the chasm of sin that laid between us and God. Are you healed? Do you know that Jesus is your healing? Are you living in the joy of redemption? God bless you.